Hello, and welcome to this shared ownership thing, a podcast where we talk about all things shared ownership to make your home buying journey as informed and as easy as possible. I'm your host, Cheryl. I'm from Astor Sales, one of the leading providers of shared ownership homes in South England. On this podcast, we'll be bringing you incredible customer stories, debunking common misconceptions around shared ownership, and speaking with expert voices from the sector. All without the jargon. On today's episode, we'll be talking about why shared ownership with Astor could be right for you. But before we kick off, let's chat about our exciting relaunch. So, you may have noticed our new and shiny look, and it's safe to say we're in love. We hope you like it too. Here at Astor, we've been looking at how we can best help you navigate what can be such a confusing space. The number one goal of our podcast is to power up your shared ownership knowledge. We're not here to confuse you. Whether you're feeding your curiosity or currently going through the shared ownership home buying process, you're in safe hands with us and we're here to help you. We focused on what is important to you guys, the listeners, and we'll be providing more frequent bite-sized episodes answering the most common questions around shared ownership. Our shiny new look is inspired by our Make Yourself at Home campaign that you may have seen has launched recently. Our campaign is all about connecting with our customers and understanding what home means to you. And here's just a little preview of what we captured.
To me, home is that place that come the end of the day, you can shut the door. Anything that's happened in the day, anything that hasn't gone to plan, it's pushed to one side.
Moved all over the place, and home has always been where my family is.
Home means to me a place of just being able to be yourself, being able to shut the door, and even if you're putting a facade on for the rest of the world, when you come in and you shut that door, that is your time, that is your space, that is where you can be you.
So, what does home mean to you? We'd love to hear from you, so please do leave a comment or reach out to us on social media. You can find our handles in the description. But in the meantime, join us on the sofa and come and get comfortable as we help you with your home buying journey. Having somewhere to call home is something we can all relate to, isn't it? Having a space you can make your own, it can mean a lot to people. We've all been through our own challenges when making a home for ourselves. It's not always the easiest of journeys. So we thought we'd share a bit about Astor and why we're a great fit for your home buying dreams. And what better way than to start episode 10 with two amazing guests, Amy and Gemma. As previously mentioned, our new podcast look has been inspired by our brand new Make Yourself at Home with Astor campaign. And today we have our very own Amy, our Assistant Development Director in Sales and Marketing, and Gemma, our Head of Marketing, on the podcast to talk through the campaign and the why behind it. Hello, Amy and Gemma.
Hello.
This is your first time on the podcast, Amy.
I know,
Are you
right? What,
excited?
firstly, super like grateful to be asked. And secondly, why has it taken so long? But I mean, I'll let you off with that one. But yeah, super delighted to be here on your epic podcast.
I just think it's the 10th episode, so I think that's the best episode that you could come on.
Well
It's the
saved.
big one.
Well saved. Like what you did there, Cheryl.
Jem, I think this is your third episode that you've been
Oh,
on,
make me
and
feel even
potentially.
better.
I'm
Make me feel better.
sorry. Sorry, Amy.
I think it is my third. I think the first one was the very first podcast, and then we did one around interior design, which was a bit of a collab with Block Interiors. And I think, yeah, this is my third.
And
Get
your
me.
first as head of marketing.
It is, yes.
Woohoo! Okay, so as I mentioned, we are going to cover the new campaign and the why behind it. So I've just got a few questions, and Ames, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Why did you go for this style of campaign, and what kind of messaging did you want to get across to our audience, and how did you want to make them feel?
So it was really around positioning us as really a credible voice and place to go when you're looking to move home. And our job is to give them the options that maybe they didn't know they had, and help them and work through their new journey. And equally, just come back to how we all feel about being at home and what it means to us. So that's the kind of why I wanted them to feel like they knew us. I wanted them to feel like they were chatting to a friend or somebody that could help them, not necessarily responding to an advert or looking at, you know, how much that costs them or responding to a price point. I wanted them to really feel that, you know, whatever stage they are in that, whether they're fully decided and they're quite far down that journey of, yes, I know what I want and I know where I want it, or if they were just at the beginning of a journey and didn't really know what options they had, I wanted us to be front of mind and for them to feel comfortable to even just come and have a chat. So that's why we kind of stripped it back. That's why the sofa is the centerpiece of the campaign. And usually the sofa is pretty much the centerpiece of most people's homes, aside from the kitchen, I would say. But some people have sofas in their kitchen. And it was all around where you all come together, whatever your family looks like, however your family feels, that's where you usually kind of end your days, after you've done dinner, kind of washed the pots, fed the kids, fed the pets, put everyone to bed. You usually get 10 or 15 minutes minimum sat on the sofa, and that was really what I wanted to convey around, this is one thing we've got all in common, so let's have a conversation.
Nice. Very much the heart of the home.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Nice. Jem, did you have anything that you'd like to add on to that?
No, I think Amy has really nailed this first podcast because she's covered everything for those kind of three in one question. But no, it
might
was
take
a very...
you three times, Jem, only takes me one, you know?
I was going to say, what can I say? Fantastic. No words.
Bless no, you. That's fine. I think that's a first.
It's me.
You mentioned in there a lot, Ames, about the feeling of home, what people refer to as home. What does home mean to you? What is it? Is it your actual home, or is it a person? Is it a feeling? What do you feel is home for you?
Big question. I think home for me means somewhere that I can build, I can feel safe, I can enjoy the space. But equally, on the flip side, I love having people in my home. My main fear is you leave hungry or thirsty, so I will always overfeed you, and I will always overhydrate you. And I want you to feel comfortable that you can open the fridge in my home and grab whatever you want, and you can put your feet up on the sofa, or you can get on the floor with the dog, or you can do whatever. That to me is what home means, full of happiness, and equally a place where when things aren't great, that I can snuggle up on the sofa, or I can always get Pity Panda out, who still sits on my bed at 43, and that panda knows some stories and is has consumed a lot of tears over the years, let me tell you. That
lovely.
That is a really special answer.
Thanks.
I also love what you said about having a home where you can feel safe to just snuggle up on the sofa, because I guess that's also how you want people to feel when we say attend events or something, that we take the sofa. We want people to feel comfortable enough to just come onto the sofa and have a chat with us about their housing options or whatever they're looking to do.
I really want to understand how it is really for people out there. What are you experiencing? What does home mean to you? How can we make that better? How can we give you the options? How can we make sure that, you know, we're building what you guys want, as in what people want to buy, and what a great place to start that than on the sofa.
Love that. That was a special answer. I'm sorry, Jem. It's on to you now. No pressure. Oh,
I was going to say, all these answers that you're giving, Amy, I'm really not sure I can top any of them, but I am going to do my best. So, what does home mean to me? Home for me, it's not the bricks and mortar. It is literally the people in it for me. So home can be wherever the family are. So it isn't necessarily just where my husband and daughter and dog are. Home for me is just that gathering of people, feeling welcome, having a cup of tea, going on the sofa, watching Netflix, whatever it may be, having a curry, a nice takeaway on a Friday evening. All those things are home. It's the feelings. It's not, you know, the two up, two down kind of thing. It's the feeling. That's what is important for me and home. It's the people in it.
So just to finish off, for anyone that would be listening to this podcast and are learning about our new campaign and the reason behind it, if they were to be looking into either their shared ownership journey or just what their options are for a new home, how would you want them to feel? What do you want them to know? How can we as Asta Sales help them?
We want people to have that feeling with Asta that, one, we're approachable. They can come to us and ask any question that they want to ask in a friendly way. You know, the whole feeling around home and gathering around the sofa and having those conversations with your family, we want that to kind of go out on the road with us when we go to events, when we go to exhibitions. If we go into a new operating area, let's do something really different. Let's try and invite people to talk to us and tell them what's important to them right now. You know, what are their struggles? What do they want to achieve? Like you're talking to a friend, really. And try and work out what people are looking for out there and how we can help them and assure them that we are there to help, talk them through their options, and just make them feel comfortable in knowing they're in trusted hands at Asta. That's the kind of what we want to achieve, and just get that kind of natural engagement and conversation flowing. And you never know where that's going to end up. It might be a case of, you know, you might uncover that we've got the perfect home for them in a certain area that they didn't know existed, but there might be a new development coming up. We can tell them all about that. We can help them and, you know, tell them how the process works, how you actually apply for a shared ownership home. We can, all those conversations that might just naturally come up that people might think are maybe more complicated than they actually are. We want to just make the process straightforward and make people feel they can come to us and ask the questions.
I want them to really feel that we are here, and for them to feel the commitment that comes through each and every one of you all every day in doing what you do. I want every interaction with our customer to feel that. And then ultimately, we give them the keys and we give them a safe and secure place that they can call home.
I feel like that was the perfect way to end off this little snippet of the podcast. So thank you both, Amy and Jem, for jumping on episode 10.
Thanks for having us.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening to episode 10. If you'd like to know more, go to our website, astasales.co.uk, where we go further into detail on how to begin your shared ownership journey. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can keep up to date within our conversations. You can find us on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, Audible, and so on. Please do leave us a review with what you found interesting and any questions you'd like us to answer. See you next time.